Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I would rather have Jesus. Merry early Christmas, everyone. You are tuned into the Extreme Praise Show. I am your host, Lady X, and that song right there was I Would Rather Have Jesus by Leon Lacey. And some of the vocals that you heard on the leads was our very own Miss Minister Melissa Redman, as well as I believe a couple of other people from CCC Christian Cultural Center. It's an amazing song. It's from his album, Epic Christmas, that I believe dropped in 2012. And to me, it's become a classic because I would rather have Jesus than anything else as far as the presence and all the things that, you know, a lot of people out in this world in this season are hustling and bustling and out there, you know, breaking their backs, spending credit cards up just to get people gifts. But the real reason for this season is Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so this week we celebrate his birth, and I'm so excited to see another Christmas. I'm so thankful to know who he is and to understand the significance of Jesus's birth for this world, not just for Christians, but this for this world, whether or not people realize it. So I thank you for being here with me tonight, and also with me tonight is a regular guest, actually, Miss Evane Wood. Say hello, Evane.
Hi, world.
Hi, world. Yes, because we are worldwide. We come to you from Brooklyn, New York. However, this is internet radio, so we transpose Brooklyn. We transpose New York City. We just go across the globe. So hello and Merry Christmas to anyone listening outside of New York and even around the world. I'm so excited to have you here with us. So if you're with us for the first time, the very first time tuning in, again, this is the Extreme Praise Show where we give Christ the extreme praise in everything that we do in everyday life. He is the center of everyday life. So welcome. And feel free to call in at any time this evening to give your Christmas shout-outs, to say hello to us. We would love to hear from you. Or if you just want to say hello to a loved one, maybe you're in another state or somewhere far from some a family member or a loved one or a friend, and you just want to say hello to them, tell them to tune in to the Extreme Praise Show, www.extremepraiseshow.com. That's X-T-R-E-M-E, praiseshow.com. They can listen online or they can listen by phone. And you can call in by the same number that you can listen in. It's 818-495-6958. You can listen, or if you want to talk with us, just press the number 1 and it will put you in the call queue so we know that you want to talk with us live on air. And we definitely welcome that because this is an amazing time of year where, you know, we love to just show and tell people how much you love them and you care for them. And so it's what perfect way to do it than on the Extreme Praise Show. So don't be shy. Definitely call in. And, you know, we're going to be here with you for about an hour and a half tonight, celebrating Christmas, celebrating Christ, celebrating each other, celebrating love. And I do want to say something. Don't ever take for granted that somebody will be here tomorrow and you'll have a chance to tell them that you love them tomorrow. Never put off for tomorrow what you can do for today. So if there's somebody who maybe you've had a fight with them, maybe you had an argument, but this is somebody who you love, you truly care about, get out of your stubbornness. Get out of your stubbornness. Put your pride aside and call them. Say I'm sorry. Say I love you. Say whatever it is you need to say to mend that relationship, because you never know when it will be their time or when it will be your time. And life is very precious and relationships are very precious. And so we have to take care of them like a fine jewel. You know, we have to truly love them, hold on to them, express our feelings for one another. You know, and I know there's some people who are not very expressive. Maybe you don't know how to say I love you because you weren't told I love you. So from me to you, whether or not I know you, and especially if I do, I love you. This is from Xavier Bost, and I love you, and God loves you, most of all. Most importantly, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And he loves us despite us. He loves us in spite of us. He loves us in spite of the wrong we do knowingly and unknowingly. And he forgives us for everything we do. If we come to him and say, God, please forgive me, you know, I messed up. Just like you're talking to your parents. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to, but I did. Please forgive me. The same way he will forgive you, try to have that same heart to forgive another. Because the same way you want to be forgiven, other people want to be forgiven too. And I would say do this before the end of 2013. You don't know what's coming in 2014, you know, and I pray that it's beautiful blessings and prosperity, but you just never know. So,
as the saying goes in the island of the wonderful Caribbean
the
world.
The Caribbean world.
Make hay while the sun shines. So even if you're not the person who offended, even if the person wronged you, but it caused a rift, just say you're sorry.
Say you're sorry.
Say you're sorry, even though you are not the person who's wrong. Because sometimes we say, oh, no, they owe me an apology.
Right.
But be the bigger person, especially if you're Christ-centered.
Yeah. And it's hard for Christ-centered.
It's hard for anyone.
Whether or not you're in Christ, it can be difficult to put your pride aside. I know I've been there, and I could be stubborn.
We all have.
I can definitely be stubborn, but by the grace of God, I pretty much have a forgiving heart, and it's just in my nature, and it comes from my mom because she's very forgiving too. And so I might, you know, be upset for a little while and probably hold it for a little bit. Then knowing and having Christ makes all the difference.
Yes.
Just knowing, you know, it's hard for me to even stay mad and hold a grudge because I know. It's like, how dare I? How dare I sit there and hold something against someone else that's probably so minor in comparison to the things I've done in my life? And it's at that point that I'm like, okay, Xavier, wake up. What are you doing? Wake up and get out your, you know, your little rut that you're in.
We gotta learn to exercise that forgiving muscle because a lot of times we hold on to stuff. People don't even remember. People don't even know.
People don't know that they did wrong half the time. Come on, how many times have you done something and somebody's probably so pissed off and you have no idea?
No idea.
You know, and the reason why we're even talking about this again is because this is the season, the time of year where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, who died. He was born to die. He was born. Let me say that again. He was born to die for us. He was born to take on all of our sins. He was born so that when we sin, when we mess up, we can say, Lord, please forgive us. And God hears us because we have accepted Christ. And so I ask that if you have a heart of unforgiveness for anybody, think about it. Pray about it.
Yes.
Talk to God.
Yes.
Ask him to open your heart up to forgiveness and forgive and call the person and tell them you love them and you want to move forward. And if you don't have any, you know what? That's wonderful. Congratulations. Congratulations for already having that heart of forgiveness.
Yes.
Now just go call somebody and tell them you love them because
yes.
tomorrow is not promised to us. But I'm excited. Another Christmas. Wow, 2013 is almost over.
Almost.
What is going on? Okay, so many things I want to talk about. Not to mention 70-degree weather 3 days before Christmas today. Wait, I know. That's a whole can you write down all the things we need to talk about? Because there's some signs going on here, people. But we actually have somebody who's calling in, so let me bring them on the line. Please, everyone, feel free to call in. Just to say Merry Christmas, say you love us. We'll say we love you. If you want to talk to somebody who's your family member who's not in the same city, state with you, you can do that here on the Extreme Praise Show. The number is 818-495-6958. Press the number 1. It will put you in the call queue, and we'll bring you on air. So let me bring this first person. Merry Christmas. Who's on
Merry
the line
Christmas.
With the Extreme Praise Show?
Hi, Johnny Mae Robinson.
Hi, Johnny Mae Robinson. How
Hi.
Are you?
Merry Christmas. I am really excited. I'm good.
Excellent, Johnny May Robinson. Okay, everyone. So one of the things that I was going to bring up also, and to say thank you to every single person who made the Extreme Praise Show 4th Annual Coat and Shoe Drive last week Saturday, even in the midst of that treacherous weather that hit New York for one day and then it looked like it never happened.
Yes.
But everyone who helped and came out and donated, and I could not have even fathomed to do it without all of you, and it was such a success. Even though a lot of people couldn't make it, I got donations beforehand, I got donations there, and I got donations after. Even Yvain is still bringing me donations. So thank you to everyone, and Johnny May is actually a wonderful woman who I met because this year's Coat Drive, we donated through, I chose to go through One Warm Coat. I usually do it through New York Cares, but this year I found out about an organization, a not-for-profit called One Warm Coat, and what I liked about them, they're based in California. However, they basically have a site where you could go to this site, and this is for anyone who wanted to go check it out, onewarmcoat.org, and you can go there, and if you want to donate or you want to set up a coat drive, you can go there, you put in your zip code, and you can choose an organization or organizations to give your donations through. And everyone is registered through One Warm Coat. So I chose two organizations, one for adults and one for children. And Ms. Johnny May, you were with the children's organization when I called, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell everyone a little bit about your organization, actually?
Okay, so our organization is called What About the Children, Inc. I'm the program coordinator. My girlfriend, Zora Hardiman, is executive director. We are grassroots. We were a couple of moms who some time ago had lost both our sons to gun violence. So we started like a prayer group. It started off just What About the Children, because that's what we were saying, like, what about the children? What can we do about the children? And it resonated to her because she would always hear that tune in her ear but never knew that it was Yolanda Adams singing What About the Children. So that's where that really came from. She would always hear the tune just ringing in her ear. So we started just with something real simple, just praying over the phone for our children, everybody's children. Then we took it into our backyard, and we would pray outside in the backyards. But what happened after all of that, we in a community where we have like about 4 or 5 schools, and one day we were going out and it was a child that didn't have a coat. And I thought that was so crazy because it was really, really cold. And he actually only had a hoodie. And I wanted to run back home. I was taking my son to school and I said, Dad, and I didn't even think, but I said, tomorrow I would make sure that he got a coat. And what happened was when I came back, and it probably slipped my mind, later on during that week we found out that the young boy had died of pneumonia.
No.
Wow.
Yes. So this was maybe about seven years ago.
Oh, my
So
goodness.
We decided that we would try to find coats. So we started with New York Cares, as you would say. We started with New York Cares, and we were giving out coats to the children inside the schools and inside the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord just saw it fit to be blessed. You know, sometimes when you network and God is going, you network and you're sitting and you talk with people. That's why we got to talk to people. That's why we got to tell testimonies and stuff, because people don't know who's sitting next to them or what their hand might hold for you and somebody else. We really have to learn to talk to people. Yeah. So one of my parishioners in my church, she happened to work with our pastor, and we was talking about the idea. And I was telling her what we wanted to do, and she said, oh, well, I have like a little connect. And she started the seed sower with that, with Ara Pastel, which led us into One Warm Coat with Burlington. And the crazy, which is Burlington One Warm Coat. The Lord blessed us. Not only do we have the Bronx, our organization has became almost like a distributor for the communities, for church organizations and other organizations. That's why when you called and you said to me, oh, I picked your name, I didn't even know our name was anywhere on anything.
Know it was on that website?
No, I didn't know. I'm like, what is that? I would think, What About the Children? I had no idea, because you were the second person who had called, because another person had called and said the same thing. He saw it and wanted to donate, and his company did the same thing also too. Him and some of his coworkers wanted to do coats. So we were really, really like blessed behind it, because what I didn't want to do, like last year, all the coats were in my house. So I would have over like 1,000 coats just in my house. People would come and pick them up from my house. It was crazy. So I said, Lord, if you could just do something different for us, it'd be good. So when he did that, we're able now to have the churches call us, and actually I can say, you can go to Burlington and Regal Park or to the Bronx or 14th Street and pick up the coats and take them to your church and do your coat drive and do your whatever you're going to do in your community for your shelters and stuff like that. So
right.
We were blessed like that. So when you called us, when you called me, I was so excited. I said, oh, my God. I told us, oh, you ain't going to believe. Extreme Praise called us. I said, oh, my God. So I was so excited. And then when I went to your, I came that evening to pick up the coats, and we were picking up, we were talking and everything. I came home. And literally as I was coming into the house, I live in a development with over 700 apartments, a parent came downstairs and said, you know, Johnny May, two of my daughters need coats, da 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 da. Because they know in here, you know how to do. They can ring my bells, open door, and they know if I got stuff, you guys. I said, well, ain't them girls down here. I said, because I just got some girls' coats. So again, I don't try to keep stuff in my house because I learned my lesson. I said, I just got some beautiful girl coats. The two little girls came down. Their ages are, I think they're 10 and 12.
Yeah.
And I had the coats that you had just given. They were so elated. They were so happy to be able to pick out their own coats.
I saw the pictures. And so, right. So Johnny May sent me text. And I, please forgive me, everyone, this week. It's been so busy since just the entire season. So I've had a lot of things going on, even after the coat drive. So I have not had the opportunity to really do all the things that I want to do, especially sending out official thank yous to everyone, as well as putting up the pictures and things like that that I've received. And I've received two from Johnny May, also another from Margo, who brought some girls down at the same time that you were there, Johnny May, brought four girls down, and they picked out their coats, and they were probably around maybe 16 to maybe 21. And that is what it's about. I mean, it so touched my heart to see all of you. And then when you sent me those pictures of those two beautiful little girls,
just that
looking,
quick,
smiling.
Just that quick. It was amazing to me. It was amazing. I just got them. It was just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, this is what it's about. And it's because of everyone who has donated and helped out and just everything. I mean, the event itself was such a great success. You know, and Johnny May, I know you weren't able to make it. A lot of people weren't able to make it because of the weather. But even still, you know, those of us who were there, all the singers, Minister Melissa Redmond, Paul G., my girl Christina Henry, who helped me so much with everything, my mother Pamela Boss. I have to shout out Ken Gladden because he did the sound, and Tony Tone from WBLS. So many people were involved. I mean, I have to look at my list so I don't forget names. But that's, you all have to know, and charge it definitely not to my heart if I do forget to mention people on tonight's broadcast, but you know that you are in my heart, and I love it. And Johnny May, thank you for doing what you're doing. Hold on, Johnny May, stay on the line because I have other people calling in too, so let me bring someone else on. Hello. Merry Christmas, everyone. This you're on the air with the Extreme Praise Show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Sounds like
Warner. This is Roger from Brooklyn, New York.
What's up, Roger from Brooklyn, New York? How are you?
I'm doing good. Don't have that much of a voice right now, but I just want you all to give a shout out, saying Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, and thank you all for your... My mom is doing good. She's kind of sore right now. She's resting.
So I found out, everybody, this is one of our brothers, and he was actually one of my background singers for last week. Thank you so much, Raja, for your support and your love. But yesterday, him and his family, mother and your sister too, were in a car accident.
Yes,
and by the grace of God, they're okay.
Thank
Please keep them in prayer, everyone.
Yes.
Keep them in prayer because, you know, this is, especially with this weather, this season, last week during the snowstorm, there were all kind of accidents, you know what I mean? And we just pray that everyone is safe. So, Roger, we're definitely going to keep you in prayer, and thankfully you and your family are okay. And tell your mom that all of us here on the Extreme Praise Show are definitely praying for her.
Thank you.
And a Merry Christmas.
Yes, and Merry Christmas. And Roger, you need to rest your voice. Go drink some tea and honey.
I'm about to right now.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much for calling in.
Not a problem.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Hello, Johnny Mae?
Yes, I'm still here.
You still here? We got another caller to bring on. Look, you become a co-host too. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air with the Extreme Praise Show. Who's calling in? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. This is Margo Xavier.
Hi, Margo. Oh. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. How you doing? You sound great.
Oh, thank you so much. And, yes, you are blessed and highly favored, my sister. This is a beautiful, beautiful sister, Ms. Margo, who is another amazing blessing to some beautiful girls that she mentors. And she came down on Monday or Tuesday of this week, earlier this week. We all met, and actually you and Johnny Mae met. Johnny Mae's on the phone, too. Remember Johnny Mae who was picking up
Margo,
the post?
Hey, Margo, bless you, sweetheart.
Hi.
So, Margo brought down some of her mentees, and it was four young women, and they came down and picked out some coats. So, Margo, please let everybody know about what you're doing and your mentorship and the girls, and how do they like their coats?
Oh, first of all praise is due to you and what you are doing, Xavier. I truly appreciate the time that you have taken to donate coats and find people that were involved in the donation. It has truly blessed my girls, and they blessed them so much they didn't worry about putting anything in the cleaners because they said they looked great, and they had it on the next day. But so they were truly blessed, and they were very happy about receiving the coats. And it turned out that most of them realized that how important it is to give back. And they were trying to think of ways of, well, maybe I got some shirts that I'm not wearing that still look new that I would love to donate, or shoes. And I said, well, maybe there's next year. And that we all join you in participating. The girls can also help with the donations and maybe call other organizations that they can support what you're doing.
It was
very nice. The name of the mentoring program is called the Stacey Porter Blunt Star Girls Mentoring.
Excellent.
And it's young girls in East New York. Most of the young girls are going on to college or high school graduates. Some are in elementary. When I say elementary, from sixth grade all the way to middle school, eighth grade. So there's different groups. And they are young girls who are eager to learn, and they want to young girls are going through a lot, and I want to be there. My organization wants to be there to help them and help them develop who they are through the self-esteem and finding out the type of person they are and how they can achieve their goals. It's everything we were privileged to, and to find that there are young girls who are not as privileged to certain things because of their environment. But I am so blessed to work with them and have the opportunity. And I'm sure that you and I will come up one day with sit down and talk about things that we can do to help improve their skills.
Definitely. I would love that. And I'm so thankful for what you're doing too. You two women on this line, Johnny Mae and you, Margo, thank you so much, because you're both doing great things for the community. And that's what we all, really should strive to do, because only we can make the difference. You know what I mean? It's all of us doing our part, whatever that part is, whatever you feel like God is moving you to do to help others. It's so important. And not just during the Christmas season, but just all year round. You know what I mean? And the people who are being helped, they're so grateful. They are so grateful. I have another story of someone who benefited from the coat drive this year. the day before the cult drive, everyone, I received a phone call. I'm at work, and I got a call on my cell phone, and I didn't know the number. I answered it. And it was a man on the other line, and he was like, where can I get the free coats? And I'm like, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? He's like, where can I get a free coat? I said, well, are you talking about the cult drive? Because tomorrow I'm having a cult drive. He said, yeah, but he was looking for a coat. I said, okay, so let me understand. Are you saying that you're in need of a coat? He said, yes, I'm in need of a coat. And I said, well, how did you get my phone number? And I was heavily advertising. I had it on different websites, magazine websites, and things like that. So I guess my information was out there, and he said he found it online somewhere. I'm not even sure where, but it doesn't really matter because God is going to make whoever needs to see it. You know, and so I got his information. I called him back, and then I said, okay, well, can you come down to the cult drive tomorrow? And once we finish with all the collecting, we can have you pick out a coat or two. And he said, well, I can't. I'm disabled. I have no legs. And my heart clenched when he said that. And I was like, wow. I said, okay. I said, all right. You know what? I was trying to get his information, and he handed the phone to someone, and it was his homemaid. So I said, you know what, can you pick up the coats for him? She didn't have a car. I said, all right, well, can I get your address? Got his address, and I said, you know what, he lives in Red Hook, actually. So after the cult drive, we went through, actually at the cult drive, I let the people know who were actually taking the donations. Please, if you see an extra large coat, get about two for this man. They put him to the side. We got him. And I called them up on like maybe Tuesday after we met, ladies. And I went, and me and my friend, we went and got the donations. We took the donation there, and the lady let me inside his house. And he was in a wheelchair. He had no legs. And my friend Kenny, he took his gloves because the man wanted gloves also. He took his gloves off, his leather gloves, and I said, you sure? Because I know he didn't have any gloves. He said, no, no. He said, that's nothing. So he gave him I took the gloves in. Sure. The man took the gloves. He said to his home attendant, look, I got my gloves. I got my gloves. And then he took the coats. And I have to tell y'all, my heart started melting. I'm looking at this man, and I was just like, God.
Praise God.
Wow.
And he was so thankful, everyone. Like, it was amazing. And, you know, I can't even explain that feeling to directly see who these things are helping and impacting. And the people who really need them, they are so grateful for the littlest thing. You know, and he took the coats, and he was in a wheelchair. And actually his shirt was a little dingy and stuff. And I'm looking, and I said, you know, the coats were a little too small, so he really needed a double X. So, but I let him keep those coats, and actually then Kenny went home and found some more coats that he had double X, and I'm going to take those to him for Christmas so he can have those. And my mom, I told my mom the story, and she went and bought him some sweaters because I told her that he kind of needed some coats some clothes. So he doesn't know any of this, but what we're going to do is bless him for Christmas. Yeah. So I want to wrap up this stuff and take it over to him. And you know, it's just amazing, and I'm so grateful to everyone for helping, you know, for doing what we did.
Especially for those, remember as Warner was saying the week before, don't carry the stinking sneakers.
Oh, yes.
And the dingy shirt.
Well, that's funny,
but
because
thanks to all who heard the call and really respond with clean, good stuff that people can actually wear them right away.
Yeah.
So we have to really say thanks to all of you.
Yeah. But you know what's funny you said that? Because we did have some stuff. I had about a bag of stuff I had to throw out. I did. It looked like some, and you know, it's not getting on anybody, but when we collect donations, no matter who it is, you always want to collect gently used and clean things, because what we don't want to do is downgrade anyone and say, oh, take my scraps, as if they don't mean anything. You know what I mean? So there was some things that was unusable. It looks like people literally went in their basement and took out stuff that was from 20 years ago.
That's true.
I hope when God is giving them back that same way they gave, you remember?
Well, no, but
God,
you know,
give you that way, but I'm just saying,
right,
if that's all you give, what else do you think you're going to receive?
Right.
You know,
and I'm sure they had, I'm sure, you know, people had good heart in doing it, but we just got to be conscious because, you never want to make anyone feel like they're less than. Just because somebody's in need of stuff, it doesn't mean
don't
you give them
feel
scraps.
Like a victim.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know that saying, they say, because all garbage is not treasure. Sorry.
There you go.
Oh,
you know,
I love that one.
Another man's garbage is treasure. All men, or it ain't always treasure when you see garbage. So you do have to shift.
I'm sorry. Just to piggy bank on what you said, you know, it's interesting is that when you lose who you are and begin to think of others, there's a new conscience that comes upon your spirit that makes you feel more grateful for the little things that you have.
That's
because
right.
There's somebody else on the outside. When you hear a story, oh, you ain't hear my story. You ain't got a story until you hear my story. So what I'm saying is that when you were I always look at when people do something for me, because no one has to do anything for anyone. So
right.
When someone sends me a card, just like you had your friend Kenny take you over there, it took gas, but did you think about the gas?
No.
Either you took your car, Kenny car. Did you think about the time, well, I'm going into a building, I'm not familiar with this building, I don't even know this man, you know, he just called me. None of that ran through your mind. The only thing ran through your mind, well, how did you get the number? Once you got past that, you, Xavier, your spirit died. That manly, if you follow what I'm saying, it's that that inner spirit of you died, and you allow a new spirit to live in you so that you will be able to complete the mission that God has assigned for you to do. So you already knew you were blessed under the covenant of God's working miracle, because you have a spirit of the willingness to do something to make a difference in someone else's life that wasn't someone you knew.
Right.
And if you follow what I'm saying, when you don't know somebody and you just do it just to be doing it, that's how the blessings begin to flow. Because we can't win people to Christ if we talk, girl, you know I drive my Beamer, you know I got my Beamer, I got this going on, I got a house and everything like that. And then your neighbor or someone you don't know can't buy cough medicine, don't have a coat, don't have shoes, don't have boots. None of that stuff you can't take with you. But what you can do, people are always going to remember the last thing you did for them, how you made them feel. Not what you brought them.
Right.
They're going to always remember how you made them feel. Whenever I'm around you, Xavier, and I'm saying I'll tell Ann Tripp and anybody else and Mother Pam, when I get around you, there's a light that goes off.
Yes, I saw the same light. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a beam that goes off that if I come around you and I got dead energy, I'm going to light up. So you carry something with you that God, everything we do, every person we meet is all a purpose. There's a reason, a life chapter. What do they say? When you meet someone, it's for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
That's right.
I pray that you are in my life for a lifetime.
Oh, praise
God. And I thank you for everything you have done for my girls, because the short moment you have met them, that's prime example of what I was saying a few minutes ago, you deal with angels, and we have to be very careful how we entertain, because you never know when you're entertaining angels and you don't even know it. So I thank you, Xavier, and I love
you,
sister.
You.
And
I
want you
to
be a part of the Stacy Porter-Blunt Star Girls Mentoring Program in Brownsville, Ocean Hill, so that we can take it to a new level. And my sister Ray, what's her name? Ray? On the other end? What's the Johnny Ray?
Johnny May.
Johnny May. Sister, it was a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege to have met you. And you continue to do what you're doing. And in the short period I have met you, I felt I got good vibes, and I thank you for that. But in the meantime, sisters, I have to go.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And a Happy New Year.
Yes,
too,
Merry
darling.
Christmas, Margo. Love you much, and we will talk soon, all right? And tell the girls we all said
Merry
Christmas to them, and God bless them.
I certainly will. Thanks again.
Okay.
And I want to say the same thing, too, and thanking God for you. Just even your phone call was just I talked about the phone call the whole day while I was on the job. I was just so elated and so excited just hearing your voice and you saying what you're going to do. Because, what we never know is not what we give, it's how we give it to someone. And you never know how far that one coat is going to travel to another travel mm-hmm. and how many hands is going to pass through just to get to the destination. And each time it's just blessing someone else and blessing someone and blessing someone to, where the seed sower is at, you know, my pastor always say, you have the seed, you have the soil, you have the seed, you have the tree. You have just birthed so much fruit from your tree that you did on that Saturday, that stormy weather where the devil thought he had you all tangled mm-hmm. up. God bless. The sun mm-hmm. shine for everyone that got a blessing from that storm. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a storm. What we thought it was a storm, it wasn't a storm. That was God. It was not a storm.
I believe that, too. Thank you so much, Donny Mae.
No, I thank you.
Praise God for all of you, and thank you so much for your kind words. But to God be the glory for it all, seriously.
Yes.
And sometimes we say that, and it sounds cliche, but
it's
so true. It's like
mm-hmm.
none of this, none of us, none of the things that we're doing could be possible without him. Because guess what? If we didn't wake up this morning,
it was his idea.
Yeah, it was his idea, and he brings it to fruition
yes.
through us.
Yes.
And we have to just be really, really be grateful cool. that he even uses us, you know.
Yes.
It's so funny because I Charles Billingsley, he is a amazing,
great.
He's an amazing minister of music.
Yes.
He's a singer, and he always blesses us at my church. And I've had the great opportunity to sing with him and sing backgrounds for him with the choir. And he blessed us with this amazing devotional. And it says the beginning, the name of it is called Lord Use Me. And it's a powerful devotional, you know, because even in it, the first page, chapter one says, whoever serves me must follow me. Then my servant will be with me everywhere I am. My Father will honor anyone who serves me. And it's the same thing for us in serving others, you know, and that's what it is. We're serving that we have to serve others in whatever capacity it is that we're doing it and be grateful for it because, you know, it's God working through us and that's amazing in itself. And Johnny Mae,
yes.
God is working through you too. So thank yes. you so much.
And through
yes.
each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege to even have God thinking of us. To give us that opportunity to be used by him.
Yes.
So many people did not wake up this morning and even have an idea who he was.
Mm.
Even though they know of him, they didn't know him personally in a
right.
relationship. So it's a privilege.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people like Johnny Mae and Margot and so many others,
mm-hmm.
This is why it's key that we live as sisters and brothers in Christ,
yes.
because we're all part of his equation
mm-hmm.
for his purposes that he has for each one of us to do, to
Amen.
Complete the process.
Yes, and in Psalm 32:8 it says, the Lord says, I will make you wise and show you where to go. I will guide you and watch over you. And in Romans 8:14, he says, the true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Definitely.
Johnny Mae, I don't know if you want to stay on the line. You're definitely welcome to. I'm just going to take it to a song that I would love to play for everyone. And if you
yes,
all remember
here.
This, okay, if you all remember this song, is called Now Behold the Lamb from Kirk Franklin and the Family.
Ah.
Stay tuned. This is the Extreme Praise Show.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You died for me, Jesus. You shed your blood for me, Jesus, on Calvary. Thank you for being born for me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For loving me so.
Never, never, never know.
For loving me so. Yeah.
Thank you for your blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, everybody. That right there was Kirk Franklin and the family. And whew, I love that song. That's a song I had the honor and pleasure of singing years and years ago, a couple of years ago. And my girlfriend and I, we did that at a church one day. And I tell you, just even singing it, you feel the spirit. You can't even help but feel it when you're just the words, the lyrics, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful song. Actually, Tamla Mann is in that. You know, that's before people knew who she was.
She was.
Because she was acting. She was acting and she was in the Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Like, she was with Tyler Perry from the beginning.
Yeah.
And she used to sing with Kirk Franklin, and that's before she got really, really known. And now, you know, she's Tamla Mann.
Yes.
Shout out to Tamla Mann.
That's my favorite song.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
What, her new one?
The new one.
What is the name of it?
I can't sing.
What's the name, though?
I can't sing.
You know what, and I have it. You're going to make me play that song. You're going to make me play that song.
Well, yes, I love that song.
Oh, man, everybody, welcome back. This is the Extreme Praise Show. We are giving Christ all the praise here tonight.
Yes.
Saying happy birthday,
amen.
Jesus. Hey, Johnny May, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling real good. I'm just grateful. I cannot say more than just, I'm just grateful. God is just awesome. You know, I'm
yes,
sitting here and I'm
is.
Saying, this is only God could do this. Only God could just put
only.
People in places. Oh, thank you. I'm just grateful. My lips is tied, tongue. Just about, you know, because I'm just happy. I'm so happy that I met you. You know, you just never know, like Margo was saying, and I was saying, you don't know what the next person is going to be able to, or how they're going to bless you, even if it's something that they say or anything. You just don't know. That's why you always got to be so mindful of how you treat people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what God is. He tells you how to treat
people. It's so true.
This season of giving and making sure that everybody's all right, because I can't be all right if you ain't all
right.
It just don't work like that.
Right.
We are our brother, sister, keeper. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We are part of his purposes, his equation. And most importantly, that's how God bless us beyond our imagination.
Jesus.
And leave us speechless.
Yes, he does.
He leaves us in this awe, only God. But God.
But for God. So I have a question. What did y'all think about the weather over the last 2 days? I'm just saying.
You know what?
Well, I woke up this morning and I said, because I kept looking, I went to all the different channels because I said, somebody's wrong. Because you know how people say, oh, look at five.
You said somebody's
no
wrong.
Better. Yeah, because you know, you look at five, they say one thing, and then you look at 12, they say something because it's in Brooklyn.
Right.
You know.
But you didn't know
and
who
I'm
to believe
saying,
and how to dress.
But everybody said 70.
Yeah,
so
I know.
When I went outside. I put my sweater on. You still want to do the right thing. So I said, I'm going to put the sweater.
And then you burn up.
Put my sweater on, and I was like, you got to be kidding me right now. Am I feeling
was,
what I'm feeling?
It's so warm outside that I walk from church and Remsen to your house.
It was beautiful yesterday, though, ladies. Remember yesterday?
Yeah, it was.
It was beautiful.
It was Friday night.
Friday night, it was beautiful.
Wait, it was so beautiful. Check it. So in my check it, y'all. I love that, right? Check it 1, 2. Check it 3, 4. No, but in my neighborhood, there's never no parking. Last night, let me tell you how many spaces there were. You know why? Because everybody was hanging out.
Barbecue.
Had to be.
I was
had
telling
to
somebody,
be,
let's
baby,
barbecue. They were
be.
Like, it's Christmas. I'm like, so?
It doesn't
barbecue.
It doesn't feel like Christmas.
No. But, well, it's funny because last week we were all bundled up. So many accidents on the belt way. And then this week, you're like, are we still in New York?
I know. Well, yeah. I think it's down south, too, because my cousin, shout out to my cousin Selena, in Charlotte. But, you know, Charlotte, well, they'll tend to be maybe about 10, 15 degrees warmer than us. But then there's times where we're about the same, depending on this time of year.
Right.
So I look at a post from her on Facebook. She's like, 3 days before Christmas and it's 70 degrees. So I think we're, like, kind of all the same right now.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Well, you ever watch the Christmas special DVDs? One of them is Christmas Without Santa.
No.
Well.
Is it good?
Girl, you have two brothers. One is Snow Miser.
Uh-huh.
He loves it cold. And his mean brother is Heat Miser. So I think the Heat Miser is interfering with his brother right now because there's no cold. So Heat Miser, you know, because in the story it tells about Heat Miser allowing a certain part of the South to snow for one day, which was Christmas Day, based on the storyline. So I think that's what's happening now. Heat Miser stepped in.
Somebody stepped in. Some, but you know what it is? It's really scary. I mean, it feels good, but it's not supposed to be 70 degrees in December, which means people, please recycle.
Not in New
York. We need to really start paying attention to our planet. I know people don't think about it, but we need to recycle. We need
plastic,
to take caution of the things that we're doing. Stop using styrofoam. The plastic, please go get
recycle
a Brita
plastic
filter. Get a Pure filter. Get something. Get a Kangen water machine. If you want more information on that, you can call me. Alkaline water is the way to
way
go.
Way to go, yes.
Kangen alkaline water. If you need more information, hit me up, ladyxsings@gmail.com.
Yeah, but, you know,
all
plastic,
right.
You know, being in construction, I realized one thing with plastic, it never rot.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it,
mm-hmm.
when you go to the landfill, what you see, plastic.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start recycling
mm-hmm.
the stuff, especially plastic containers,
mm-hmm.
plastic bags, plastic forks. Like when I go to the restaurant, if I'm not able to cook at home,
mm-hmm.
I actually walk with my fork because I think it's enough now that we're all contaminating,
right.
adding more stuff.
Actually, at work, I have my own utensils too at work. I have my own plate.
I have
my fork, knife.
Yes.
Spoon, and I bring it
now.
And I use it instead of using the plastics and stuff. And I drink Kangen alkaline water, which is why I always talk about that. But I do. And if you seriously, it's something that people should really
look
into, find out more about. And I am a distributor also. So if you're interested, and I'm not saying it's because I want people to buy stuff under me, but it really I believe in it. I that's what I drink at home. And so what I do is recycle water bottles. I'll recycle the water bottles, and I go and I fill up my machine. I fill up the water bottles, and I take it to work, and that's what I do. And, you know, it saves the planet, but it's also good for your body. It's good for your health. And I don't know if you all know about pH balance and alkalinity and things like that, but disease cannot live in an alkaline body. But disease lives when your body is
contaminated.
Right. When it's toxic and when it what is the word that I'm looking for? Alkaline versus I can't remember the word right now. Anyway, basically, you know, when we drink a lot of things like dairy, those type of things, it messes up your system because we're not naturally really. But even eating animal flesh and meat and things like that, you know, it brings your body into acid. That's what I was going to say. Acidic, you know, and when your body is acidic, that's when you get diseases. But when your body's alkaline, when your pH balance levels are high and really good, which is why you always hear on TV when they're talking about the deodorant and this and that,
mm-hmm.
they talk about pH balance. It goes so much further than your deodorant. It has to do with your body and the balance of your body. But we just got to be conscious because when you see things like this with the weather,
mm-hmm.
and then every year we're having these disasters all over the world, tsunamis and earthquakes, and I mean really, really bad.
We never used to trouble with tornadoes. Look what happened in the last
three, 4
years.
So you got to think, this is caused because of us, you know what I mean? And the only way it's going to change is if we make a change. You know, it goes the same way like Johnny May, like we were talking about earlier, even changing just your mindset and serving people and things like that. all of this change, it can only happen with us. Mm-hmm. You know, man in the mirror. Man in the mirror. Man in the mirror.
Or attitude.
You know, it's going to
make
so funny
a change for once in my life.
Sing it, girl. That's my most favorite song.
You know?
That's my anthem right there.
Yeah.
Because it starts
it's
with you.
It's amazing.
It starts
and
with
it
you.
Has to
man
feel
in the mirror.
Good. It's going to make a difference.
Make a difference.
Gonna make it right, you know. So
let's make that change.
Well, can I give a shout out to my greatest cast in the whole wide world?
Of course you can. Please do. We welcome shout outs on the Extreme Praise Show.
My Ali Baptist Church, 1628 East New York Avenue. Pastor Reginald Lee Backus in the house.
All right
brand
now,
new New York, brand new to you, brand new to New York, but not brand new to God. A man of God. Excellent.
Excellent. So how long have you been part of that church?
I just took my right hand to fellowship like about two or three months ago, but I had been going. I was church hopping. Not you church hop. I was church hopping trying to find a place to be, churching. And right there, you know, right in your neighborhood, passed by everything in my neighborhood, you know, thinking I need something big and elaborate and da-da-da. Right in my neighborhood, went right down the block, looked down there, sat in a couple of services, was really impressed with this young man of God, and just grateful, real refreshing. The ministry is refreshing. It's a generational church. First church I've been in, I've been around churches a lot, long time, but the first church I've been in was like five generations there. Like the great-great-great-granddaughter's there, and the great-great-grandmother's still there. Just like
wow.
So much love.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is
so
beautiful.
It's a loving church, a beautiful church, and he's just doing great work in the community, you know, just outstanding. I'm just appreciative,
mm-hmm.
and I love just serving. I'm grateful.
Awesome. Well, shout out to them. Shout out to our church. We had an amazing, amazing Christmas production this weekend.
I want to say shout
Angels
out to...
We Have Heard on High.
Yes.
And OMG.
Well, I just want to shout out to the PAM Ministry.
The PAM Ministry.
They
so for those of you,
on it from September.
Those of you who don't know who the PAM Ministry is the Performing Arts Ministry. At the Christian Cultural Center, 1220 Flatlands Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to my people. Y'all are awesome. Y'all, oh, my God.
It was a lot of work.
It was.
Being at the church for the last 2 weeks, every day, excepting a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
The PAM ministry itself, being there from about September, working on the script.
Yes.
That, you know,
shout out to
Ben and
Elder
Olive.
Pointer, mm-hmm. Ben and Olive Harney, and a writer.
Joyce Sylvester.
Joyce Sylvester, and all of the actors and dancers, and Miss Noreen, who did amazing with the costumes.
The wardrobe department.
Oh, my God, the wardrobe department.
And the lighting.
We have a wardrobe department. The lighting, oh, my God, the set.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. But they created, let me tell you, it was straight like Broadway today. Broadway, like we even had like an intermission. It was that serious. And they created. No, I'm so serious.
We had four nights. Wow.
See, you got to understand how many our ministry is big, and we actually have huge departments for the performing arts. We have drama, we have choir, we have dancers, we have.
It's a lot of ministries.
It's a lot of ministries, but I'm talking about the performing arts ministry. But what happened? Our directors,
they did their thing. Sight. Sound and
we have our own sound
sight and
department
sound.
And all of that.
That's
and Ben Harney and Olive Harney, they have their own theater company, and Ben Harney was the original Curtis in the original cast of Dreamgirls on Broadway.
Yes.
So his experience is so extensive, and we have the honor of having him as the director for the drama department. So when we put on a production, the
serious
first time
business.
I ever saw it, let me tell you, Johnny May, I was like, am I on Broadway right now?
Serious
like,
business.
Like,
you
what
know.
Is going on? And we live streamed the 11:30, the 11:30 service.
Mm-hmm.
was live streamed. So we had the word from Pastor, and then it was the whole production, which was about almost 2 hours. It was beautiful. It was so amazing. And I'm not sure if it's recorded for people to see on the site or anything like that. But
yes, it was.
At a later date. Okay, so just go to check out cccinfo.org. That's our website. And at some point, they might actually put up the tape that was done today. But it was so awesome. And I unfortunately, because I've had a lot going on this season, this year, between the cult drive and actually singing solo certain places, which was awesome. But I wasn't able to be part of this year's Christmas production, but I actually am so glad that I got to see it from afar because I got to take in the whole thing, and my sisters and brothers were amazing. Shout out to Warner, my guest co-host who's always here, but he is exhausted. He was one of the characters.
He played two roles.
He played two.
This production.
Okay, so he played the king, one of the shepherds.
He played drunkard, and he played Joseph.
I don't remember the drunkard.
So Friday night, he was Joseph with
Oh, he played
Sarah,
Joseph?
Paul G's sister.
Oh.
Mary.
No, you know why? Johnny May? Because there were productions all weekend. So it started Friday. There was a Saturday production, and there was two performances. So what happened, what they did was they gave the actors different roles. So on certain days, certain people did certain roles. So today, Warner wasn't Joseph. It was Lamont who was Joseph. So I didn't see Warner play Joseph. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that
Warner
is
and
wonderful.
Sarah did Joseph two nights. And
okay.
then today.
Okay, so Warner played Joseph the other night.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so mad I didn't get to hear him sing.
Yeah, he did.
Let me tell
Friday
y'all,
night,
he swear up and down he don't sing. So how did he do? How did he do with the singing?
Awesome.
I know he did.
And he act like he's, oh, no, I wasn't pleasing him. You know,
mm-hmm.
but he's really into it. Warner takes his thing.
Yeah,
very,
he does.
I must say, he's on time. A lot of folks tend to go divalicious during production.
Mm-hmm.
But the Warner being where he's at and being so humble.
Yeah.
And then to show up on time, learning his lines, studying his lines. I didn't even know he had three roles.
Wow. Like, I didn't either.
He was a drunkard, and he was a shepherd. And then he was, yeah.
Wow, that's
he
awesome.
Was Joseph as well.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Wow.
So he's exhausted.
He's exhausted. He's probably home sleep right now.
Yes. But I must shout out to my team.
Yes.
The media team.
Media.
Especially audio, because everybody comes and receives. We have to be there first.
Mm-hmm.
For sound.
I don't know how they do it, y'all. Let me tell you,
our
call time is, well, for the production, I think their call time was 5 a.m. in the morning.
No, our call time was 4:30.
Mm. No, I'm talking about everyone else. So I'm saying you all were even earlier.
Yes.
That's crazy, 4:30 in the morning.
And we had a show yesterday.
So we were like on our second snooze, probably snoring.
As I said,
they were at church.
Yes. Wow. No breakfast. Probably didn't get something hot. But you know what? I tell people, if you're going in ministry, you have to be chosen by God. You don't choose the ministry. Let God lead you, because if you're serious about your ministry and what he's expecting of you, you have to really love what you do. And those of us in audio, media, lighting, we love what we do. And no matter what the call time, if it's 3 a.m., and some people are traveling as far as Philadelphia to come in.
Mm-hmm.
To serve.
Right. Well, it's that time of year where we are serving all in the name of Jesus, in the name of Christ. And so with saying that, I want to play one of my favorite songs in the whole world for Christmas. I'm not even going to say what it is because y'all going to know as soon as you hear it. I just want you to enjoy. So, Johnny May, you be on hold, honey bunny. Okay?
That's
everybody
right.
out there listening.
Yes.
Stay on, listen, check out the song. I'm going to play two songs for you, but the first one is a classic. All right, y'all, stay tuned. This is the Extreme Praise Show, and if you want to tweet us or tweet about us, do that at Extreme Praise Now on Twitter, XTREME Praise Now. Extreme Praise Now. Stay tuned.
Wake us up.
on a picture plate. Hello?
Get to know you better. This is the and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This is the fireside sleeping bright. We're caroling through the night. A very special Christmas for me. Oh, shake your hand, shake your hand. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town I view. This is the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Talking about. I couldn't get it on. I was having some technical difficulties.
For the night before
you remember this, everyone?
And all through the house.
Enjoy.
Not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
In my mind. I want you to be free. Ooh. Come on.
Merry Christmas. If you're just tuning in, this is the Extreme Praise Show, and that was The Temptations' Silent Night. I want to dedicate that song to my mom, Pamela Boss Mincy. Shout out to her every year since I was a little girl. We would always listen to that song, and she would sing it, and we would just go around the house singing, and I fell in love with it. So that is my favorite version of Silent Night. I love it. It's a classic. I love it. Classic soul, talking about Jesus, the birth of Christ. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Merry Christmas to all of you out there, wherever you are. Our love and blessings to you and your family.
Yes.
From myself, Xavier, Lady X, and the Extreme Praise Show, Evane, and Warner Miller, who's home knocked out right now because he was in the Christmas production all weekend. And, you know, just thank you so much for your support and your love throughout this year and for the past three, going on 4 years now of the Extreme Praise Show. And I have a couple of thank yous to say to everyone for last weekend. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to God, to Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I want to thank my mother, Pamela Boss, for supporting me in everything, and then also just for the event, the coat drive, and helping with whatever I needed. To Kitty Hernandez and Seamus of Brooklyn Colony, which is the venue where we had the event, the coat drive, last week. If it wasn't for them, you know, just the space and everything, their beautiful venue, awesome. Beautiful. She has a heart of gold, everyone. Please go check them out and support them. It's called Brooklyn Colony. It's on 4th Avenue and Garfield Place in Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to my guest co-host, always, Warner Miller, who is, again, sleep. He's an actor, writer, entrepreneur. So, you know, he co-hosted with me last week. To Douglas Campbell of Footwear for the World, which he's the podiatrist in his organization, is who we gave the shoes and the footwear to, and they are getting it out to the people in the Philippines as well as people here. So shout out to him and his team. And on top of that, he donated some raffles that people won, including Knicks versus the Washington Wizards that took place on
Monday,
December 16th, the next day after two days after the Colt drive, and it was section 104, row 10, 13 and 14. These tickets were worth $250. He donated that for the raffle, and he donated Nets versus Chicago Bulls tickets, which is coming up on Christmas Day, section 12, row 17, seats 7 and 8, $270 a piece. Oh, my God. So, I mean, thank you so much to Douglas Campbell, to Melissa, Minister Melissa Redmond, to Paul G. I don't know why I'm saying G. To Paul G. Thank you so much for being able to come out and singing for us. He is so talented. He opened us up. Paul G. opened us up with so much energy, everyone.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. When I tell
you, saw him in praise and worship last week.
Yes, and
oh,
he had us
Lord.
On our feet at the Extreme Giving Coat Drive. It was awesome. And Minister Melissa took it out.
Yes.
And to all of
Great.
My...
The wonderful minister.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And I got to sing in between them, too. So I went up after Paul and... Shout out to my background singers, to Juanita.
Oh,
yes, to Juanita.
She
did a wonderful job. To Esty and to Roger, thank you so much for blessing me with your talent and your vocals and just your love and your support, because they were awesome. They were really, really awesome. Shout out to DJ Tony Tone of WBLS, who was our official DJ for the night, and he had us jamming. I had so many people come up to me at the end of the night and say, oh, my God, who's this DJ? Like, seriously, I need to get his information because when I have a party, I need to have
right?
him. He was that awesome. But come on, he's on WBLS, so what else do you expect? You know, we really stepped it up this year. We had some amazing behind-the-scenes people, amazing people who just were part of the entertainment and the talent and things like that, and so I felt so blessed. Shout out to my amazing, always have my back, good close friend, Ken Gladden, for handling sound and everything else that I needed. He's an amazing person, amazing blessing in my life, and he made sure that all of us singers sounded good.
Wow.
So he made sure that, and he worked with Tony Tone of BLS, and they worked together, and they just really rocked the night out for us. So thank you to him. And he has his own studio in Manhattan, 23rd and Park Avenue, and his own moving company. So if any of y'all are looking for movers, also to my CCC family for supporting
the
event.
Too many.
No, it's too many, but I do want to shout out Miss Christina Henry.
Christina.
And Miss Cassandra Henry Dunn,
yes.
Miss Happy, a.k.a. Miss Happy, because she's always happy and smiling and spreading the love and the joy. But thank you to both of them for supporting. And Christina helped me so much with everything I needed so that I wasn't stressed out, or at least not as stressed as I would have been. Also to Alicia James, who is another CCC sister,
mm-hmm.
but she yes. also is with Uptown Magazine.
Yes.
And they posted out information on their website, and they also donated magazines for us. Unfortunately, they did not get there in time, so those giveaways weren't able to be given out to everybody. I wanted to give all of you who came the magazines as a parting gift and things like that.
That's a good magazine.
So we'll definitely, God willing, if we're in the same position next year and maybe even better, we'll be able to give you those as well as other giveaways at our next coat drive. And to Chanel Wallace, my girl, who also posted and did an interview with me on the coat drive and posted the information on her website, SoulDivineMag.com. Thank you so much. And to my little sister, Jade Mincy, who, you know, she's such a sweetheart, and she came up and she did some of the raffles. She chose some of the raffle prizes, and she helped us with setup and breakdown and things. So thank you. Shout out to Jade. And to my stepdad for also supporting, Tony Mincy, and to my friend, Calvin Garvey of The Truth. It was our videographer for the night. So I definitely want to say thank you to him because of him, for all of you who were not able to be there, we will have video footage, and we will be putting it up on our new official Extreme Praise Show
yes.
YouTube website, which I will be giving more information about that soon, in early 2014, which is like a week and a half away.
A week and 2 days.
Right, so we're going to have up the video footage on this YouTube page. So if you missed the performances and all the behind-the-scenes stuff, you can definitely check it out on our website. And I'll give you more information on that coming up soon. To Vance Ferguson, who took the pictures for us, photographer. So we also have a
yes.
lot of photography, and I'm going to get all of that up as soon as I can. If anybody wants to help, I definitely welcome the help because it's a lot of work doing all of this stuff.
Yes.
Handling, yes. not just doing the show, but handling the social media and the publicity and things like that.
Plus all the stuff that you
yeah,
do.
So I am looking for interns, and if anyone wants to help as we grow, you know, hopefully we can have people on payroll. But for right now, if you want to serve in this ministry,
right.
You can always hit me up, and you can find me on Twitter at Xavier Bost, and the show is at Extreme Praise Now. And then to all of our sponsors and our vendors, and MCU gave us a great donation, which funded the things that we had to pay for. And thank you so much. And to James Dora of MCU, he's on the board. Also, Alicia Uptown Magazine, Jason Quick, who from Quick Fitness, he is my trainer for my boot camp classes in the morning. He donated a week of training classes for one of the raffle prizes. So that was awesome. To David, Dr. David Kula, he's my chiropractor. He donated chiropractic package for, and that was one of the raffles too. So we had some great, great raffles. Oh, my God. To Rustic Tavern, shout out to France. Yes. France Matulis of Rustic Tavern. That is where I air my show from.
Yes.
So he is always our supporter, number one. Oh, man, just so many things. And shout out to the vendors. Oh, wow. To Toy and Janae from Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. They were there selling their jewelry, and they had some beautiful pieces. Beautiful, beautiful pieces. And to Purvis Taylor of Purvis Principles, he also was there. And they were sponsors because they were some of our vendors. It was awesome, everybody. If you missed it last week, you know, I'm going on and on and on. And if you don't know, we're talking about our fourth annual Colton shoe drive that was last week. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for being a blessing and for serving. And I truly appreciate you and love you. And I look forward to working with everybody next year. Keep in mind also, in the springtime, every year I hold our AIDS walk team. We put a team together. So this year I would love,
Extreme Praise. Yeah.
I think, yes. Well, I always have an Extreme Praise team, but I think I want to do a fundraiser this year, an actual event. So look out for that, because I'll be reaching out to some of you out there who are listening and try to do something kind of like what we did with the Colt job, but to raise funds for AIDS and HIV and awareness and things like that is so important. And it's something I'm very, very passionate about. So I look forward to working with you all. I think I have somebody calling in, so let me bring them on the line. Hello, you're on the air with the Extreme Praise Show.
Hello, Xavier, this is Sharon. Hey, Evane.
Hi.
Sharon.
Miss Sharon. Sharon.
Sharon. Oh.
Oh.
Yes, that's Sharon.
Oh.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I am well. Just listening in, and I wanted to extend to you and your team a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Thank
you. And let
you
know that every time I have the opportunity to listen, I do, and I'm blessed. And just know that you have a sister in your corner that's praying for you and rooting for you, and keep up the good work. God bless.
Praise God. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And your family. She's a serious prayer warrior.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. So I asked Sharon if you could just continue to keep us in prayer, and
yes,
we will definitely keep you and your family in prayer, your beautiful family.
Yes.
Thank you. Will do.
Love you much. God bless.
Bye-bye.
This is what it's all about, everybody. Spreading the love. Shout out a happy Merry Christmas to everyone listening. You know, we're gonna be wrapping it up soon, but I just really wanted to take this time tonight to, one, acknowledge the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, and just acknowledge him and acknowledge the season and what it means, and love and family and giving. And that's what it's really all about. So as we started tonight saying, if you haven't told someone that you love them, make sure you do that. If you haven't told someone, I forgive you, or I move on, or forgive them in your heart, make sure you do that, because tomorrow is not promised to us. You never know what's coming in 2014. Better yet, you never know what's coming the next minute.
Yes.
So don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today.
Absolutely.
Turn to somebody, call someone, hug someone, tell them you love them. Be like one of my mentors, Miss Happy,
yes,
and just give a smile. Because, listen, the smile you give someone could be the smile
that breaks the
smile that breaks the ice, and
yes,
the first smile that they see for
yes
that day, you
yes
know? So be that light. Be that light that God has intended us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say to everyone listening, I pray that you all have an amazing Christmas, not just about the gifts, but in love with family, with friends, and
And for those who don't have family members
yes
here, well, first, I want to just add to what you said, because yesterday, Shirley and Roger were on their way to rehearsal.
Right.
And they had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never know when you're going to get that call.
Right.
And then you end up carrying something with you that some people never forgive themselves and go to their grave
mm-hmm
with. So we're really stressing, even if the person wronged you, you be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
Be the bigger person. Say, let me call. It's a Christmas season. Let's forget this. Because you waste so much energy and time holding on to something that somebody let go a long time, and they're actually living their lives.
Right.
I want to also say Merry Christmas to so many of us who have lost a loved one who, during this time,
yeah,
I lost my The last two Christmases have been very painful for me. My father passed December 9, 2011.
Wow.
And I buried him on January, the first Saturday in January in 2012. And then last year, I lost my mom.
Wow.
I buried my mom this January, the first Saturday. And so Christmas for me for the last 2 years have been very, very painful. To lose, especially my mom, just so a year and a couple of days after losing my dad, and I was very close with my parents.
Right.
But they were married for 42 years. But I was able to heal. It took me a long time because God had used me to rededicate my dad to Christ.
Amen.
But to bring my mother to Christ.
Wow.
Which was an amazing thing that happened 3 years before she passed. Amazing thing, which I never even realized God was using me for. So I'm not sad, but this time of the year, you know,
yeah,
I've had my moments.
Right, because you miss them, you know. And
because
and
my parents, they live in Jamaica. They've never been here. And they would call me every day.
Right.
So to not have that, I'm thinking about the loved one you just probably lost this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, even during rehearsal on Thursday, one of my teammates in audio, her cousin died on the operating table on Thursday going through a surgery. It's a rough time for families.
Yeah.
You know, so many families from 9/11 are still struggling.
Yeah, so many people from last year, Sandy.
Last year.
A lot of people died in Sandy. Let's talk about even in Haiti with the earthquake and every year the typhoon that just happened in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And just,
so much.
It's so much.
I just want to really, you know, if you're going through that moment, I mean, so many families from Storm Sandy still did not. It was, 7,000 houses that had to be demolished.
Mm.
Then you have people who are still not being able to go back to their home. I own a construction company. I'm actually just working on a Storm Sandy house.
Mm.
So people are still going through stuff. But just the one thing that healed me was God. Maybe you don't know him, but just let Christmas not be about the stress of not affording a gift or not being able to buy a gift. But think about the person who's less fortunate.
Yeah.
And if you're a Christ-centered person, pray for somebody who don't have the freedom like we do here in the United States.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because another thing we just have to acknowledge is with Nelson Mandela passing away. And Tuesday I had the opportunity to sing a dedication of two songs and on his behalf. It was a tribute. So shout out to Craig Crawford of the Craig Crawford Players for inviting me to sing. Thank you so much for even thinking about me. And it was such an honor to be able to do that. But if we all remember what Nelson Mandela and our fight still continues to be is throughout the world. And we may, it's still here in the U.S. too, but it's very much in other countries.
We have a little freedom. Think about it.
We have a little freedom, but there's
North
other
Korea in the concentration camp right now,
right
hoping
now.
That our brother, a brother or a sister right now is praying for the change to come to them, just like it happened in South Africa.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, and I don't talk about it a lot, but we do need to discuss this later on in the show and in 2014, is we have so much freedom here in the U.S.
Yes.
We have religious freedom. Right now, I'm able to be on this show and talk about Jesus and talk about my faith and share my thoughts of it. And in other countries, people are beheaded for saying the things that I've said here tonight.
Yes.
People are tortured for proclaiming Christ. In China, in the Philippines, in Africa, in the Middle East, there are people who are actually being held captive as if they were criminals just because they proclaim Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we cannot take for granted the blessings that we have as human beings, but as Americans and being in America, being in the U.S. We have a lot of issues, don't get me wrong, but when you think about what's going on other places, you know, that's when you realize your little issues are nothing compared to what other people
God
are going
like to complain.
Yeah, it's true. And we have to remember that. And it's a constant reminder daily, because we can definitely complain. Mm-hmm. We can always find something to complain about. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that.
We complain about the food that we get.
Yeah, and there's people who don't have food.
Who would be so glad?
Or we complain about our clothes not fitting us right, but we have clothes. What about that man that called and I gave the coats to, and he was so thankful for someone else's coat.
Yeah.
For someone else's coat.
Let's really change our attitude.
Yes, and we talked about that on our empowerment conference. Our attitude is everything. Change your perception.
Yes.
Change your attitude and the way you look at this world and your life, and count your blessings. I'm talking about what you think is little. The fact that you are listening to this show right now, you are blessed because you have ears you can hear. And even if you didn't, you have some kind of means. You're online. There's something right now that you're doing that is allowing you to even hear my voice, to hear Evane's voice. That is a blessing. That is a blessing.
And you know, if you're single, you know, I'm not trying to plug anything, but I'm a single woman for a long time. And growing up in the island Jamaica with my parents, when I went on my own, because I was single, working in the music industry as a music executive, I didn't want to be bothered by certain type of people. But what I did was run about this time, because I didn't have a guy to take me out and go shopping with. Instead of wasting my money shopping for my family who had something already,
right.
What I did was I started ministry. I was not saved. I was not a Christian, but I grew up in the church.
Right.
And so I would go to my hometown from the city that I lived in, and my dad, mom, everybody would get involved. You know what we did on Christmas Day?
What?
We went to the hospital. And I would go to church folks that I knew to come out and pray for people, and they would say, oh, no, I got to stay with my family. And so I had to learn how to pray. And my sisters who were Christian, I wasn't. I got saved just a few years now. They were Christians as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But they would come out. They would go. We would go to the children ward. I would get gifts. My dad would buy out of his pocket.
I'm glad you said that. You reminded me to say something, too. Go ahead.
And that's what we would do. I would get my uncle's wife, who's a teacher. She had to come up with the games for the kids. We go to the adult ward, the maternity ward, and we brought gifts to them. And that's what we did on Christmas Day. And then if
that's
we got
beautiful.
Home at 5 p.m., that's when my mother would cook. So, you know, it's a night dinner. But it didn't matter. My father always said, there's always someone else who would love what you have.
Yes.
Because you're less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And if we complained, just like the play said today,
mm-hmm.
when Warner said, if I give them $50 and they complain, I would gladly take it back. I don't take no static. My parents taught me that way. And so if you are single and you are depressed, get up, find a soup kitchen, go out and serve somebody else. And when you go home, you'll see the difference of how you feel knowing you gave back your time.
Yes, that's so true.
Because it feels so awesome when you give up yourself.
Yes.
And forget about your problems. Just forget about what you're going through for that day. Forget about not getting a gift. Forget about being single. Forget about not having a wife or a husband. Forget about who you lost. That's how when my parents died, the day my dad died, the Friday, December 9th, I was at CCC serving.
Wow.
When my mother passed that Thursday night, I was at CCC the Friday in production.
Mm.
And everybody thought I was crazy. But that's what kept me going.
Right.
Because somebody else needed. My parents got saved.
Somebody else needed to
somebody
get saved.
Somebody needed to get saved.
I hear you.
And so we have to give up ourselves more and just stop focusing on what we're going through.
Right.
It's a beautiful time of the year.
That's a wonderful word and a wonderful way, like, to just bring us out. And also, everyone, next week, and shout out to my mother again for her amazing ministry of Adopt a Grandparent. And every year we go to a senior center in Brooklyn, New York, and I named it Make a Senior Smile for the Holidays. And so next Saturday we're going to go down there, and we're going to bring them some gifts. And my mother, every year she buys it with her own money, and she buys them gifts. And we go there and we sing to them. And shout out to my friend Errol, who comes and DJs, and he plays the karaoke. He plays videos from like the 50s, and they sing. There's some of them, most of them are in wheelchairs, and some of them are rehabilitating from something, but they love to have people come there and just spend time with them, because there's people in these senior centers and stuff who don't have family, and some of them have family who don't come visit them.
Yeah.
And so when they have people, even if they don't know them, just come and spend time with them and serve them and put a smile on their face.
Yeah.
You don't know how much that brings joy to their season. So I definitely welcome any of you who would like to join us next week.
Yes.
Please, if you want to, feel free to call, to send me a message on Facebook. You can find me, Xavier Bost, on Facebook or at Twitter at Xavier Bost. And we would love to have you come and serve with us, with the seniors, down in Brooklyn, New York, next Saturday the 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. And we're going to sing. We're going to do caroling. We're going to give them some gifts and just really make them smile.
Yeah.
So we welcome that. And I want to say Merry Christmas to all my family who are not here in New York, and even the ones here in New York. I love you all, and I pray that you're blessed during this season.
Merry Christmas to the world.
Merry Christmas to the world. We're going to take it away. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. And we will be back soon.
Sunday?
Yes,
January.
The second Sunday in January.
So let's say Merry Christmas
and
to the world.
Happy
and
New Year.
Prosperous Happy New Year.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We
love
you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Look,
they have to CCC.
As
my family in Jamaica.
As my first lady of the church, of our church says, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. From my heart, my family, from the Extreme Praise team to yours, we love you, and I truly am blessed by each and every one of you. Keep us in prayer as we go into 2014, and we will see you soon. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and we're going to take you out with some music. So you don't have to hang up, and you don't have to cut off your internet right now. Enjoy the music as we take you out with some Christmas music. God bless y'all.
God bless.
'Twas Christmas Eve, oh,
Christmas Eve, oh,
heaven sent his day.
Thank you.